Views expressed on the preceding program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. Contests mentioned during this program are the responsibility of the host of this program and not of the station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM 98.9, Digital HD3 Seattle.
CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. A Mexican man convicted of raping and murdering a 16-year-old girl in Texas has been executed. This evening, the state put Humberto Leal Garcia to death after the U.S. Supreme Court refused to intervene. The Obama administration pressed for a suspension. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland worries American citizens arrested abroad may suffer the consequences.
We could face reciprocal denial of access for our consular officials when American citizens find themselves arrested or detained overseas.
It had been argued that Leal's rights were violated because he was not provided access to Mexican consulate officials after he was arrested. Today, Casey Anthony was sentenced to 4 years in jail for the lie she was convicted of telling investigators who were looking for her two-year-old daughter, Kaylee. That means she'll be out in 6 days. One of her lawyers, Cheney Mason, says he's concerned for her safety.
Yeah, everybody around her knows you have to be concerned for her safety. There's a lot of nuts out there that don't believe in the Constitution of the United States, don't believe in the jury system, and all you have to do is go downstairs and on the sidewalk and you'll see.
Mason's comments came in an exclusive interview with In Session on True TV. Also today, Judge Belvin Perry decided not to release the names of the Casey Anthony jurors, saying he was concerned about their privacy and safety. The scandal-plagued British tabloid News of the World is folding. James Murdoch says his father, company chairman Rupert Murdoch, is appalled by allegations of widespread phone hacking.
I think he was very clear that, you know, these allegations are shocking and hugely regrettable. And, you know, this is the way that we all feel inside the company.
Murdoch spoke to British broadcaster ITN. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
And time now to take a look at our Cairo 7 pinpoint weather forecast right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Mostly cloudy with a chance of a few showers this evening. Overnight lows will be in the upper 40s to lower 50s. More of the same on Friday with afternoon highs in the mid 60s. Winds will be out of the south between 5 and 15 miles per hour.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK FM 98.9 Digital HD3 Seattle.
Way, always moving, sometimes slow, sometimes fast. We even get bogged down and sometimes end up in a wreck. We get stressed because we feel we're stuck in a rut with no place to go, and we're just cattle in the big drive. Well, let me show you in the next hour a shortcut to the scenic route. Think of it as a GPS for life. I'm your host, Jason Thorderson, and a.k.a. The Jasonator, and welcome to the newest show on KKNW, 1150 AM, Life in the Fun Lane. We're going to be here every Thursday at 7 to 8, and I'm going to show you the way for fun, things to do and see in the greater Seattle area, from great places to eat, low-cost family fun ideas, and the happenings around the Sound and across the lake. We'll even have special guests coming in to share their hopes and dreams and what they're doing to achieve happiness. And that's really what the show's about, is you finding your inner happiness and fun. And you know, the only thing better than living the dream is chasing it. And if you've been down, depressed, or, just bored, you don't want to miss this next hour. I guarantee you're going to find something fun and neat to do this weekend and maybe even make you smile. So, hey, Life in the Fun Lane kicks off its first show right when we come back here on KKNW 1150 AM.
Oh, boy. I need a night out.
What's wrong? Kids driving you crazy?
Not them, but that dang video game they're playing all the time. With all the shooting and explosions, it turned our family room into a war zone.
Well, you should do something together as a family and get them away from the TV and go out.
But where can we go as a family on a Friday and Saturday night?
Well, when Brian and I went to dinner on Queen Anne, we discovered this board game store called Blue Highway Games. There were people of all ages playing all these great games.
Like Sorry or Monopoly?
Even better, they have games like Ticket to Ride and Settlers of Catan.
I've heard about those, but I don't like reading through a lot of rules.
The staff is always happy to help teach games, so it's easy to get started.
Well, what does it cost?
It's free. Blue Highway is open 7 days a week, and they'll always let you try a new game before you buy.
Well, finally, an activity that gets me out of the house, gets them away from the TV, and brings our family together.
Get your family to unplug and reconnect. Follow the road to Blue Highway Games on top of Queen Anne Hill.
There's a new, versatile, convenient, and free communication tool on the internet. It's called alotoftalk.com. You can engage in lengthy, private discussions or chime in on a hot topic in an open public talk to let your voice be heard, all while keeping your inbox free of clutter. Alotoftalk.com respects your privacy. Only your name and email are needed to join, and no private information is sold for commercial purposes. Do you blog or keep an online journal? Well, alotoftalk.com lets you keep your talks private to a few select friends or open for the world to see. It's your choice. Now you're in control on how your message will be seen and heard. Alotoftalk.com functions like a blog, email, and an online journal, all in one place. Alotoftalk. That's alotoftalk.com. Drop by today. Ever feel like strangling your boss?
You little...
Or maybe you're the boss and your employees make you want to strangle yourself. Drop that noose and tune in or call in to The Boss Show, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150. Hosts Jim Hessler and Steve Motenko, co-owners of Path Forward Leadership Development, will take your calls on everything boss-related, offering deep insights with a dollop of outrageousness. The Boss Show, workplace wisdom with heart and humor. Wednesday afternoons at 5.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
It's you have fun, fun, fun.
All right, we're back. We're ready to kick off the first show of Life in the Fun Lane. That's right, we're Life in the Fun Lane on 1150 AM. You can also get us on Facebook and check out all the stuff that we're going to mention in the show at Facebook. Everybody knows Facebook, and it's the Life in the Fun Lane show, and you can go there. You can email me and find out all the cool stuff we got going on today and that we do every show. So let me tell you a little bit about myself and say, you know, who is this guy? Who is this new host? And let me give you a little background on me, a little street cred, if you will. I've been born in Seattle of Icelandic descent. Ja, sure, you betcha. Kind of a shipwrecked Norwegian, as my friends like to say. Lived in Greenwood till about 1983, and our family saw Little House on the Prairie, I think, one too many times, and decided to move to Colorado. So we moved to Colorado, and I was a big sports fan growing up. Back in Seattle, one thing I missed going to the mountains of Colorado was the Kingdom. And I used to hop the bus and go down to Mariner games, doing that about 8 years old back in 1978. I can't believe kids be doing that today and something like that. I'd help my friend with his paper out, and he'd give me a dollar. And I think we used to get general admission tickets for like $2.50 and get in there and meet the players and holler at the players and try to get balls and autographs and stuff like that. Well, when we moved to Steamboat Springs, that's one thing I missed. And that Steamboat's a beautiful place, summer and winter. And I think we got a few people listening on live stream tonight in Steamboat, and a shout out to them. And, you know, it's beautiful in the summer and the winter. And but after high school, I graduated high school down there, and I moved back to Seattle and my beloved Kingdom. And I had this love of sports. And having this love of sports, it turned into kind of a hobby, as most kids, you know, in their teens and stuff collect baseball cards. And I collected baseball cards and football cards and stuff. And my hobby kind of turned into an obsession, and just really wanted to meet all these players as much as I could. Not only just collect just the plain baseball cards, but get them signed and meet these players and whatnot. And it was really exciting. It was kind of a hobby on steroids. And that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today, is turning your hobby into, well, not really obsession, but to have fun with your hobby and turning it into a job, and how to make money at it, and how to find your true calling. And we're going to go into that a little bit later today. And one of my sports things, and I'll give you a little quick thing about my short-lived professional baseball career. I had played baseball and coached in high school. And in fact, that was one of my first jobs, was coaching baseball. And I had a tryout with the Mariners. The Mariners, and I'm surprised they haven't gone back to this because, the Mariners are doing okay. But the Mariners were having a terrible time, and this is about probably 88, 89 or so. And they had an open tryout. And I'm not even sure if they still do this in this day and age. And they had an open tryout over at Bellevue Community College. And we went over to have the open tryout, and it was pretty fun. I actually did pretty good. I was an outfielder, so we had to play catch the ball at the warning track. This is like major league size field over at Bellevue Community College, and throw it into second base. And I did very well, actually. I mean, I didn't fall down. I was so scared, and here I am, like 20 years old, and I'm out here running around, and I made the throws into second, and they were great. Just one hop right there, right on target. So then this other guy gets up right after me. The guy's about 6'5", got arms about as big as my leg, really. And he's just buff dude. And caught it and throws it into second base, and I could hear it pop in the mitt of the second baseman. No hop, no bouncing, no nothing, right into his mitt. Well, that was it. That was my short-lived professional baseball career. I didn't get signed that day. Nobody else did. And so I moved on and started drawing. Art was always a big thing for me, And that was one of the ways I met players and traded stuff with them, too, is I would do these drawings for them and then meet them and stuff. And they thought it was a thrill. And I'd trade them for a bat or something like that. I always tried to get a jersey. I never got a jersey. I got a few players to sign a jersey that I bought, but I never got any, like, really cool stuff. But I did get some bats and different stuff like that. Well, one time my friend's coworker saw me drawing and says, you could make money at this. You could, this could be a career for you. And I was like, I don't know. This is kind of my release from the world. I get my own little world, and I put on my CD, and I draw. And I don't know if I want a boss standing over me going, hey, this has got to be done by Tuesday or whatever. So I just went with that. And I liked it, but I gave it some thought. I gave it some thought. And I was working in a printing company dealing with chemicals, and then my back went out. And I was just like, man, what am I going to do? And I said, well, maybe I should, do something with this gift that I have as drawing. And so I did. I actually went to art school and graduated top of my class. Not in normal traditional art. It was computer animation was the new thing. There was this thing called Jurassic Park coming out with dinosaurs all over the screen, and a kid growing up in the 70s, a big Star Wars fan and everything else. So I had dreams of going to Hollywood. So I graduated top of my class. Had, great demo reel, at least what I thought. And I head down to Hollywood. Hollywood, here I come. And I go down to Hollywood with a demo reel, and I go down to this big conference. It's called the SIGGRAPH Conference. They have it every year, and all these movie makers are there, Pixar, everybody else. Yes, I even interviewed with Pixar before anybody really knew who they were. Went down there, and so the first thing they ask me is, what three films have you worked on? There you go. You could just hear the air going out of the balloon, and that was it. I was like, well, I have a demo reel, and they're like, next. And that was it. That was it. So I was kind of crushed because I was so gung-ho, and that is what I wanted to do. But I ended up working in the video game industry and stuff, and which is funny. And the whole irony of the thing is I didn't really want to work in video games. All my other friends did. I wanted to work in Hollywood. And as it turns out, I ended up working for Nintendo and Monolith and some other computer games up here and stuff. And I had a security job at the same time, and a job here and there. But, I had these hobbies, and I wanted to use my hobbies as an outlet for fun, which they were, and evolve them into better things. And that's what we're going to talk about today, is using your hobbies and turning them into a little bit bigger things. One of the things is like fantasy football. Maybe there's some guys out there that, love fantasy football. And I was trying to get my friend into doing fantasy football. And I says, hey, Gene, hey, we want you in our fantasy football team. And he says, well, I don't have time to do it because I'm actually coaching real players. And he coached youth football, and he was a volunteer, and he ran a program. And he says, this is my fantasy football team. And it's more real, and they actually listen to me. It's not like, you know, on your fantasy football team, I hate to break it to you, but Matt Hasselbeck is not going to listen to you, no matter how much you scream and how much you're on the board telling him what to do or whatever. But a little Johnny, the little 10-year-old, he'll listen to you. He might not do what you want him to do, but he'll listen to you at least. And so that turned into coaching, and I volunteered doing youth football for quite a while, and that evolved into getting a coaching job, which I do now. I'm a head coach at a middle school in Shoreline, and I love doing it. And I never thought somebody would pay me to do this. And hopefully the athletic director is not listening to this, because I love it. I absolutely love doing it, and I cannot believe they actually pay me to do something I love. And that's what we're going to try to tell you today, too, is doing some getting paid for something you love to do. And so we're going to expand on that. And that's the key, finding fun, something you like to expand on and make money at it. So how do you know your calling? You know, we're going to teach you how to do that. How do you know what you're supposed to be doing and having fun if you're in a kind of trodden job and you're kind of gloomy like the weather is today and all that? How are we going to do that? Well, we're going to teach you when we come back from break right here on Life in the Fun Lane.
Family fun and great food have come together in one place at Sorelli's Pizza in Mount Lake Terrace. Their oven-baked pizza is made to order with the freshest, high-quality ingredients featuring their own homemade sauce and crust. Time and care go into making your pizza.
They're like a mama used to make.
And all the portions at Sorelli's are as big as the taste. And reasonable prices make Sorelli's the perfect place to take your family and friends. Customer favorites include delicious, out-of-this-world chicken wings, baked sandwiches, and hearty specialty pizzas.
There's even a kids' menu with child-sized portions featuring fresh fruit and a healthy beverage. Get more for your money and your family at Sorelli's Pizza in Mount Lake Terrace, just a few blocks south of Mount Lake Terrace High School on 44th Avenue West.
There's a new, versatile, convenient, and free communication tool on the Internet. It's called alotoftalk.com. You can engage in lengthy, private discussions or chime in on a hot topic in an open public talk to let your voice be heard, all while keeping your inbox free of clutter. Alotoftalk.com respects your privacy. Only your name and email are needed to join, and no private information is sold for commercial purposes. Do you blog or keep an online journal? Well, alotoftalk.com lets you keep your talks private to a few select friends or open for the world to see. It's your choice. Now you're in control on how your message will be seen and heard. Alotoftalk.com functions like a blog, email, and an online journal, all in one place. Alotoftalk. That's alotoftalk.com. Drop by today.
Oh, boy. I need a night out.
What's wrong? Kids driving you crazy?
Not them, but that dang video game they're playing all the time. With all the shooting and explosions, it turned our family room into a war zone.
Well, you should do something together as a family and get them away from the TV and go out.
But where can we go as a family on a Friday and Saturday night?
Well, when Brian and I went to dinner on Queen Anne, we discovered this board game store called Blue Highway Games. There were people of all ages playing all these great games.
Like Sorry or Monopoly?
Even better, they have games like Ticket to Ride and Settlers of Catan.
I've heard about those, but I don't like reading through a lot of rules.
The staff is always happy to help teach games, so it's easy to get started.
Well, what does it cost?
It's free. Blue Highway is open 7 days a week, and they'll always let you try a new game before you buy.
Well, finally, an activity that gets me out of the house, gets them away from the TV, and brings our family together.
Get your family to unplug and reconnect. Follow the road to Blue Highway Games on top of Queen Anne Hill.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
All right, here we are back on the first show of Life in the Fun Lane here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington. Well, when we left you, we were talking about how do we know our calling and how do we have fun at it? Well, first of all, let's start with the first part. How do I know my calling? Well, one, when I was in college, my professor told me, and I asked him this exact thing, and that was after that Hollywood trip. And he said, you know what? You're already doing it, and you would do it for free. So really think about that. For something you really want to do in your calling is something that you're already doing, that already you don't mind doing, and that you would do it for free. And that's really what you should be doing. Now, how do we turn this into stuff? Well, you know, you hopefully can turn that into a job through your contacts and that, and then hopefully give back and volunteer. Now, let me give you another little self-testimonial here. You know, one of the things I like to do is slot car race. I still do it. And then we don't really do it that much in the summer, but we slot car race and go around to our friends' houses, and we race on Wednesday nights and have our little man bonding and stuff like that. And I was doing that, and I was currently working at Amazon.com as an image specialist, all the little photos you see on Amazon. And this guy I knew was doing the website for Fantasy World Hobbies. And he was doing the website, and he knew nothing about pictures or art or photography or anything. And he was a code guy. And granted, I don't know anything about code. So it was kind of a marriage, if you will, of that. And I says, you know, I says, hey, I can do your photos for you and different stuff. And I did. And I picked up some extra income by doing this, something that I do every day. And I love doing it, you know, photo manipulating and color correcting. For some reason, I like doing that. And I like photography. I guess it's kind of an art thing. And I like doing that. And I ended up working for Fantasy World Hobbies. And through those contacts and knowing the owner and stuff like that, eventually, and it kind of came full circle, I went and did other jobs as well. And then recently, about 2 or 3 years ago, I came back when I was down and out, had no job, no money, and stuff was going really tough. And I just, everybody I could name, I wrote down. And I was like, you know, and I took a trip down to Tacoma, down to my boss, former boss down there, Dave Kleiman at Fantasy World Hobbies. And I says, Dave, you know, do you have any work for me? You know, I used to do your website and other stuff. I mean, do you have stuff? And he goes, yeah, we got plenty of work for you. We're way behind, and we need somebody that can come on and, you know, do all our product images. I was hired 2 days later, and I've been there for 3 years now, and now I'm actually the director of marketing and promotions for Fantasy World Hobbies and their customer care department. And so we run different programs and events, and that's something I do that I do. And we have a special event that we do. And we do it every year. We have a big Summer Sizzler RC race that's coming up in August. And we also have a new thing that we're doing this weekend. And it's Fantasy World Hobbies down in Tacoma in the Home Depot parking lot just off of 72nd and I-5 down there in Tacoma Mall Boulevard. And we're going to be down there doing this race, an RC car race. And it's also going to be a benefit for the Susan Komen Foundation. Now, you're thinking, what does RC cars and breast cancer have in common? Well, I'll tell you what they have. There was a guy that was our racer. He was a customer and a big RC fan, and he pretty much ran the club that's associated with Fantasy World Hobbies doing the RC race. And his name was Jose Morales, and he was a really nice guy. And unfortunately, we lost Jose to cancer. And his big cause, and I don't know why, I don't know the history of Jose and why he was for breast cancer awareness. Maybe his mom or somebody was affected. But Jose, that was his cause. And so, you know, we're going to continue this on in his honor. So we're having a third annual Jose Morales Racing for the Cure. Not Race for the Cure. That's what they do. But we put a little ING on the end of it. Hopefully they won't sue us because we're giving them money and we're trying to help them out. But it's Racing for the Cure, the Jose Morales, and swap meet. It's an all-hobby swap meet. So people are going to come down and they're going to get a booth. And for $25, they can get a booth and they're going to have a sell their stuff. And then they're going to donate some of the proceeds. We're going to donate every penny that we make from this. And you know, I'll tell you, breast cancer is pretty serious. I was doing some research on this as I prepared for today, and 1 in 8 women are affected in some way by breast cancer. That's 1 in 8. If you can name 8 women in your life, your mom, your sister, your sister-in-law, your daughter, your cousin, one of those people is going to be affected by breast cancer. I also looked up the stat, and I was really shocked to hear this, but 40,000 people were expected to die last year. That was 39,800 and about 850. 40,000 women died last year of breast cancer. Folks, that is almost a sold-out Safeco field. Okay, imagine Safeco Field on a sold-out night versus the Yankees, full of women, and they all died because of breast cancer. That's how serious it is. And, you know, but here's the good part about it. Here's the sunlight about it. It's decreasing. The death rates are decreasing because of awareness and because of advanced treatment. Okay, as long as we get this message out there to get early detection out there and stuff and medication and stuff like this, it's going to help. That's why there's a big push to donate and help out. And on the phone with us right now is one of the gals that's going to be with us down there and have a little booth. Her name is Dee Dee Handy, and she's going to be there Sunday. And she's going to tell you a little bit more about what she does and kind of how she got involved as well. Dee Dee, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks, Jason.
Well, we're glad to have you on here. I got the pleasure of meeting you, I think, a couple years at our Summer Sizzler race, and you had your little booth with all your little pink ribbons and all that other kind of stuff. And
Yes, we did.
And so our listeners want to know, because I'm talking about RC racing and stuff and the swap meet, and then here's going to be this pink booth. So what are you going to be doing this weekend in your booth there down at the RC race and swap meet?
Well, what I have on my booth is I'll be selling snacks and pop and water and baked goods, and we'll have some pink ribbon jewelry, pink ribbon items. I'll also have some raffle baskets, so we'll be selling raffle tickets, and you have a chance of winning. I have a Blu-ray player. I've got a wine basket, several really nice items that will be raffled off. And also I'll be taking names of your family members or friends who've been affected by this disease that I can walk in honor or memory of them for you.
And that's what this is, the proceeds are really going to, is to help for the walk. A lot of people don't know when they hear about the 3-day walk for the cure that not everybody can do it, that you actually have to raise money, right, to qualify to do it?
You have to raise, each person out there walking has to raise $2,300 in order to walk.
Okay, so you have to be pretty serious about the dedication into doing this, that you're going to raise this kind of money, go out and get your own kind of sponsors to go out to be able to do this.
That's correct.
Okay, so, well, you know, with this dedication and stuff, I mean, how did you get involved in breast cancer awareness? I mean, are you a survivor or what is, I mean, how did you get involved in this?
Well, my story is a little different from most. I'm not a breast cancer survivor, nor do I have any family members that have breast cancer.
Well, that's
and
good.
it's very good. And at the time I became really passionate about the cause, I didn't even know one person with breast cancer. I heard it on the radio, an ad on the radio back in 2006, and I was immediately drawn to it. I just knew it was is this something that I was being called to do? I had to do it. So I signed up. I didn't know how much money I had to raise. I knew nothing. I just knew it was something I had to do.
You just went in full heart and full head and decided this is what you're going to do.
That's right. That's what I did.
Well, that's great that you heard that on the radio and kind of a lead-in for this. I hope people out here that hear this maybe have that same passion and maybe want to hear that. And I'm sure there is lots of, I mean, I know we have a lot of female listeners, and even though this is our first show, they listen to the station. How can they get involved and help with the race for the cure and find a cure for breast cancer?
Well, I'm on a team called Heart and Souls. It's awesome to be on a team. I believe we have 38 people on our team walking this year. One man, the rest are women, but we, you know, accept all. There's many, many different teams out there walking. But what we do is we help each other fundraise. So once I get to my goal, then I'm going to help other teammates. So if anybody that can come out this weekend, I'll have a, you know, donation jar, I'll have items for sale, the raffle. Everybody that comes out, I consider them part of my team. They're doing their part in order to help stop this horrible disease.
Awesome. And a lot of people don't know, I also found this out in the stats, that over 1,000 men, believe it or not, die of breast cancer each year. Because as guys, we were like, oh, I don't need to go get checked for breast cancer and everything else. And I just found that out. I could not believe that.
Yep, that is true.
So we're going to have members of your team. So here is one gal, Dee Dee, has got her team of 38 people, hoping to get more. And everybody else can help join her and stuff. And so far, what have you accomplished, I mean, as far as doing this? I mean, is money-wise, I mean, how much money have you raised over the years, do you think?
I've been raising over $3,000 each year. A couple years, I wasn't able to walk. I started in 06. A couple years, I was gone doing other things during that time. But I still helped with the fundraising part. So
you couldn't even walk at the time, or you couldn't do the walk?
Well, there were a few years that I was gone on a mission trips. So, but I walked in 06, 09, and 2010. So this will be my fourth year walking, but sixth year being involved in it in one way or another.
So people can actually help and help the cause, even if, let's say, they don't want to do the walk. There's plenty of ways that they can help, either with fundraising or help you with your cause and raising funds for you for somebody that can walk.
Definitely. It's not, you know, walking 60 miles, taking, you know, 3 days out of your time, plus the training isn't for everybody, but I love it. I consider it an honor for everybody that comes and helps support me so that I can go out and do the walk for them.
Well, you know, hallelujah, and we're so glad that you're doing this, and, you know, I want to give thanks to down to Fantasy World Hobbies in their third year of doing this and carrying on Jose's vision of breast cancer and stuff that we lost him to a different type of cancer as well. But, you know, business owners, if you're a business owner out there, we encourage you to do a special event. And if you guys want something to do this Sunday, come on down to Fantasy World Hobbies down at the Home Depot parking lot. You can go down there for a booth for $25. You can sell all your hobby stuff. Maybe you got a bunch of toys laying around. Your kids are grown. And get rid of it. Make some extra money that way. And just come down and see a big RC car race. There's probably 50 people or more going to be racing fast RC cars. So stuff for women, stuff for boys, stuff for men. All sorts of great stuff. You can meet Dee Dee. I'll be there as well. And thank you so much, Dee Dee, for all you do. And we wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, Jason.
All right.
I'll see you there.
All right. Take care, Dee Dee. All right. So what else is going on this weekend other than an RC race? Well, we got music, dragons, and munchkins coming up after the break.
Family fun and great food have come together in one place at Sorelli's Pizza in Mount Lake Terrace. Their oven-baked pizza is made to order with the freshest, high-quality ingredients featuring their own homemade sauce and crust. Time and care go into making your pizza.
They're like a mama used to make.
And all the portions at Sorelli's are as big as the taste. And reasonable prices make Sorelli's the perfect place to take your family and friends. Customer favorites include delicious, out-of-this-world chicken wings, baked sandwiches, and hearty specialty pizzas.
There's even a kids menu with child-sized portions featuring fresh fruit and a healthy beverage. Get more for your money and your family at Sorelli's Pizza in Mount Lake Terrace, just a few blocks south of Mount Lake Terrace High School on 44th Avenue West.
Oh boy, I need a night out.
What's wrong? Kids driving you crazy?
Not them, but that dang video game they're playing all the time. With all the shooting and explosions, it turned our family room into a war zone.
Well, you should do something together as a family and get them away from the TV and go out.
But where can we go as a family on a Friday and Saturday night?
Well, when Brian and I went to dinner on Queen Anne, we discovered this board game store called Blue Highway Games. There were people of all ages playing all these great games.
Like Sorry or Monopoly?
Even better, they have games like Ticket to Ride and Settlers of Catan.
I've heard about those, but I don't like reading through a lot of rules.
The staff is always happy to help teach games, so it's easy to get started.
Well, what does it cost?
It's free. Blue Highway is open 7 days a week, and they'll always let you try a new game before you buy.
Well, finally, an activity that gets me out of the house, gets them away from the TV, and brings our family together.
Get your family to unplug and reconnect. Follow the road to Blue Highway Games on top of Queen Anne Hill.
There's a new, versatile, convenient, and free communication tool on the internet. It's called alotoftalk.com. You can engage in lengthy, private discussions or chime in on a hot topic in an open public talk to let your voice be heard, all while keeping your inbox free of clutter. alotoftalk.com respects your privacy. Only your name and email are needed to join, and no private information is sold for commercial purposes. Do you blog or keep an online journal? Well, alotoftalk.com lets you keep your talks private to a few select friends or open for the world to see. It's your choice. Now you're in control on how your message will be seen and heard. Alotoftalk.com functions like a blog, email, and an online journal, all in one place. Alotoftalk. That's alotoftalk.com. Drop by today.
Tell your friends, the place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Well, do you have the summertime blues out there? We had the summer a little bit, and then we get a day like this where it's 64. Apparently, we can only string 2 days of sun together. It's taken us about 300 days to do that, but we got to. But your blues are about to be over. And speaking about blues and blues music and bluegrass, so I'm going to go down. This is our fun music section of the weekend where we're going to tell you where to go if you want to hear all different types of music. And we got stuff from north, south, east, and west around the Seattle area. And definitely one of the things I wanted to tell you about, I mentioned Munchkins, and you're probably wondering, what the heck is he talking about, Munchkins? Well, we are going to give away 4 tickets here to the Seattle Symphony to see The Wizard of Oz live on screen. We're not going to have like a play, but the screen, the movie, with the Seattle Symphony playing all the music. The music and stuff that you all know, you know, the Follow the Yellow Brick Road, Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead, you know, that. If I Only Had a Brain, which is probably appropriate to the show, and we're off to see The Wizard. So all these songs that you know, the Seattle Symphony is going to play this while you're watching the movie, you know. And so this is an incredible thing to see this. You're going to see the movie in this, and actually going on right now is it's going on actually right now tonight. But we're going to give away tickets for Saturday coming up. So here's the trivia contest. So keep this in mind, and you're going to want to call here. All right. We're going to go with the 4th caller of the right answer. And the trivia question is, as we all know Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, but what was her last name? A lot of people don't know this. Maybe somebody does. If you know, you're going to get 4 tickets to go see this. So let me go down what we got going on here this week. So keep that in mind. Our phone numbers here at the radio station are 425-373-5527. And at 888-298 KKNW, that's 5569. So 888-298-KKNW or 425-373-5527. And the 4th caller with that correct answer is going to win those tickets. But let's go on what's going on this weekend. And let me tell you, there's all sorts of stuff going on. Tonight, going on right now, you might be able to catch her. Maybe you're on the way there right now as the Little River Band at the Snoqualmie Casino and the Doobie Brothers at Tulalip. I know my friend Steve's going out there and taking his fiance. I think they're going out to the Tulalip Amphitheater to see the Doobie Brothers. Allison Krauss, the American bluegrass country singer, songwriter, and fiddler tomorrow night out at Merrymore Park. Hopefully we have nice weather and you can go out there at Merrymore Park and check it out. And American Idol Live comes to the Comcast Arena in Everett. Also tomorrow, back again, is the Backstreet Boys and the New Kids on the Block. I know my friend's wife, she's a huge New Kids fanatic. I think she even went down to California and checked it out. Mika, if you're out there listening, we're talking about you. And then the Tacoma Dome, and that's at the Tacoma Dome. And then here comes the Wild Man and Bow Hunter, okay, and Jerky Maker Ted Nugent. At the Emerald Queen Casino Friday and Saturday. And I got a chance to meet Ted Nugent once back in my old autograph days, as I was talking about going around him. Ted Nugent's kind of a wild man. Now, I'm not intimidated by most. I stand about 6'3 and 300 some pounds or whatever. Yeah, NFL size. And I met Ted Nugent, but you know, somebody that loves to hunt and shoot a bow and is in a rock band and likes to gut things and make jerky out of it is a little intimidating. And so I guarantee you, you're going to have a fun time at the Ted Nugent Show if you go to the Emerald Queen Casino and check it out. And beware of flaming arrows being shot into the audience. Now, probably not at the audience, but if you ever meet Ted, ask him about that, and he'll tell you about shooting a flaming arrow in a concert. I can't imagine anybody doing that these days. That had to be back like in the 70s or something, with a crazy man Ted Nugent. And then and that's Friday and Saturday. And also Saturday, July 9th, at the Candlebox and the Verpiper at the Snoqualmie Casino and Ballroom. And then Sunday, Mr. Bad Company himself, Paul Rogers, will be here. So that's going to be fun to check it out. Now, we're talking about the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. And again, phone number is 425-373-5527. And we're going to give you tickets if you can tell us what Dorothy's last name is. And hopefully we'll have some people get that. We've had a couple callers, and I don't believe they got it right. And we're gonna give away 4 tickets. It is really amazing. And so call in, and even if you just give it a shot, 425-373-5527. And that's and also at 888-298 KKNW. Now, I said there's a lot of eights in there, so I'll go over it again. 888-298-KKNW. And if you have Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, her last name, here's a hint, it's not Toto. That was the dog. It's not Dorothy Toto. And if you have her last name, you're going to get four tickets to go to the Seattle Symphony at Benner Royal Hall. We're not talking like the Green Lake Theater or something. Nothing against Green Lake Theater, but I don't think they're going to fit the Seattle Symphony in their little bathhouse there or whatever thing. But get out and, hey, here's a great time for date night, okay? And maybe your anniversary's coming up. Guys, you just got off the hook. I'm going to give you four tickets if you can get that right. Okay, so let me tell you about this, what's going on, because this is just an awesome thing. I went to actually one of these things before. It was Star Wars Live. I'm a kid from the 70s, go figure. And they had the full orchestra score of all the famous Star Wars stuff. And actually, in October, they did this. They did the song, or not the song, but the music from Psycho. That I don't know any memorable songs other than The Shower, the Norman Bates thing where he's stabbing. But it was sold out. They did three performances, sold out. So I don't know if it's sold out. I think you still can get tickets, but we're going to give you four tickets. And they also have, tomorrow night, Casablanca, the classic film, Casablanca, with a full score in the full Seattle Symphony. I'm going tomorrow. I'm going. I'm telling you, I'm going. It's going to be awesome. And this is a really cool thing. So definitely go check it out. Seattle Symphony at Benner Royal Hall. And this is something that they're going to start doing, I think. And it's going to be awesome. So we definitely want to check that out. Also, what else is going on this weekend is Dragon Fest. And you're thinking, what is Dragon Fest? Well, we promised that we're going to talk about dragons. Well, Dragon Fest is going to be down in the International District. They do it every year. And Saturday, July 9th and Sunday, July 10th, they're going to have stuff going on down there. And here's the best part. And this is going to be kind of the theme of this show. Free things to do, or almost free. Because really, that's our price range, people. Okay? With the gas prices and everything else, that's our price range, is what's free. And especially if you have kids. I mean, it adds up. I mean, I'm a single guy, and stuff costs money. But you start taking the kids and the husband and everybody else and the dog and the parking, and it adds up. It gets really expensive. So I'm going to bring you each week, Thursday night, 7 o'clock, I'm going to bring you fun stuff to do. Okay? And one of these things is the Dragon Festival down in the International District. And you can go down there. It's three blocks east of King Street Station at Hinghay Park. Okay, it's just a small little square. Maybe you've been there before. It's just three blocks east of the train station. And it's going to be going on from noon to 7. And they're going to have a Ronald McDonald magic show. They're going to have a Kung Fu Club doing demonstration. The Seahawks' own Blue Thunder is going to be there. And all the color and pageantry of the International District for you to see. And then also Sunday, they're also going to have stuff going on, martial arts teams, dancers, the whole thing. If you want to get out and get a little culture and have fun, then that's definitely what we want to do. So go out and check it out. And then they also have a $2 tasting menu. They're going to have 16 different restaurants down there for $2. You can try one of their things. And this is a good way if you want to find some, probably the world's best Chinese food. People talk about Chinatown, San Francisco. I've been there. Not that good. Okay, I'm telling you. Seattle is where it's at, okay? The home of Bruce Lee. All right, Seattle. Yes, that's us. I don't care what that movie said, a few years ago. They made it all like it was down in California. It was here. And definitely want to go check it out. $2. And they also have an anime costume contest. So if you are into anime and stuff like that, go down there. They're going to have a costume contest at 7 o'clock on Saturday. So it looks like we might have a winner here. Let's get on the phone here with Carol. Carol, how you doing?
Hi.
Are you a big Wizard of Oz fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? When's the first time you saw Wizard of Oz?
Oh, I don't know. I was little. It probably wasn't out then. I'm old.
I remember the first time I saw it, I fell asleep. I think they played it around Easter weekend in 1977, and I saw it, and I didn't even make it through the whole thing. And I think I've only seen the whole entirety Wizard of Oz like one time.
Wow.
That was the whole thing. But it's great. But here's your chance to go see it live with a full score of the Seattle Symphony. If you can give us Dorothy's last name. What is her last name?
Gale.
That's right. Dorothy Gale. We've got a winner.
Yay.
Carol is going to get four tickets to go see at Benner Royal Hall, The Wizard of Oz, up on the big screen with a full symphony orchestra. Well, thank you so much, Carol. Please stay on the line. We're going to get your information and get your name and all that, and we're going to get that out to you. All right?
Okay. Thanks so much.
All right. And make sure you come back and listen next Thursday. We're going to have more fun things for you to do.
I sure will.
All right. Thank you so much, Carol. All right. Well, we got that. Like I said, we got the Dragon Festival going on. And, of course, which we had in the earlier segment, Fantasy Rural Hobbies has got their RC race and fundraiser and all sorts of stuff, all the concert info. Again, you can get all this information, all this stuff that you want to check out on our Facebook. It's Life in the Fun Lane, the name of the show, on Facebook, and you can see all this stuff. Check out our sponsors. You've probably heard some of our new sponsors. Maybe the first time you've heard of it, Blue Highway Games up on Queen Anne. They have a board game night Friday and Saturday night, and it's free. Yes, that's right. It's free. You can go and take your friends and go there and play board games and try them before you buy. And it's cool. I've been going there for a couple years. It's really cool. And then also Sorelli's Pizza, a big family fun place, and we love Sorelli's out in Mount Lake Terrace, and even with a kids menu, and you probably heard that. You can get all that information on our Facebook page at Life in the Fun Lane. Hey, also, I wanted to tell you one more thing that's going on this weekend for you aviation enthusiasts, the Arlington Fly-In, and that's going on actually right now till Sunday, and they'll have old military aircraft and stuff, and I think tickets are about $15. You can go online and check it out at the Arlington Air Show, and that is going on right now until Sunday. So, everybody, lots of good things to do, and we're going to tell you more. And when we come back, we're going to get back to teaching you about chasing your dream and having fun, as we have the CEO and founder of a new social media site, alotoftalk.com, coming back from the break.
There's a new, versatile, convenient, and free communication tool on the internet. It's called alotoftalk.com. You can engage in lengthy, private discussions or chime in on a hot topic in an open public talk to let your voice be heard, all while keeping your inbox free of clutter. Alotoftalk.com respects your privacy. Only your name and email are needed to join, and no private information is sold for commercial purposes. Do you blog or keep an online journal? Well, alotoftalk.com lets you keep your talks private to a few select friends or open for the world to see. It's your choice. Now you're in control on how your message will be seen and heard. Alotoftalk.com functions like a blog, email, and an online journal, all in one place. Alotoftalk. That's alotoftalk.com. Drop by today.
Oh, boy. I need a night out.
What's wrong? Kids driving you crazy?
Not them, but that dang video game they're playing all the time. With all the shooting and explosions, it turned our family room into a war zone.
Well, you should do something together as a family and get them away from the TV and go out.
But where can we go as a family on a Friday and Saturday night?
Well, when Brian and I went to dinner on Queen Anne, we discovered this board game store called Blue Highway Games. There were people of all ages playing all these great games.
Like Sorry or Monopoly?
Even better, they have games like Ticket to Ride and Settlers of Catan.
I've heard about those, but I don't like reading through a lot of rules.
The staff is always happy to help teach games, so it's easy to get started.
Well, what does it cost?
It's free. Blue Highway is open 7 days a week, and they'll always let you try a new game before you buy.
Well, finally, an activity that gets me out of the house, gets them away from the TV, and brings our family together.
Get your family to unplug and reconnect. Follow the road to Blue Highway Games on top of Queen Anne Hill.
Hi, I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. Rob and I created Conscious Talk as a platform for thousands of listeners like you to tune in and participate with us in expanding consciousness individually and collectively in these times of profound change.
Brenda and I are committed to changing the world one listener at a time, and we invite you to join us on this journey and become a member of our Conscious Talk family. Conscious Talk strives to provide each listener information, motivation, and a dose of reality grounded in interviews with today's world changers and soul shapers.
So come join us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3, or stream us live at ConsciousTalk.net for interviews and information that hold the potential to brighten your day and change your life. Together, we can make a difference.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Don't worry. Woo-hoo. happy. Don't worry, be happy.
I love that song. Don't worry, be happy. If you're not, if you have a frown, call me. I'll make you happy. Well, I don't know if I can make you happy, but I'm sure trying to tell you all the fun stuff. I know I made one person very happy. Carol's going to see the Seattle Symphony and going to see Wizard of Oz with four tickets for free. And that's what this show's about, free. And you can hear so much more about the show. 11:50 a.m. KKNW is the station you're listening to. If you want a nice, clear, perfect signal, you can listen to it online, streaming. Go to KKNW. You can check out the radio station and click on that. Going from there. And also, some of the stuff we're talking about, maybe you're in your car, maybe you're trying to wrangle the kids together and everything else, you can go to Life in the Fun Lane on Facebook and check out all the information. But if you want to hear it, maybe you're not in your car and you want to listen to it at home, at the computer, at work, maybe you're at work. And go to KKNW, go to the radio station's website, and you can hit the live stream, and you can hear me perfectly clear. And hopefully my brother and some of these people down in Colorado, maybe some of the people at the Ghost Ranch Saloon, one of the favorite places I like going down there, and they're listening right now. And so you can hear it all over the world. So we're broadcasting all over the world. We're trying to change the world and make a difference and follow your dreams and be happy. And that's what we got going on right now. We have in studio... we have Greg Moon, who is the AlotaTalk.com, the new social media board that has just been launched July 4th. And he's a software programmer, and he's kind of chasing his dream and wanting to become his own boss. And Greg, you know, welcome, first of all. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Jason.
It's glad to have you here. And, you know, and let me get this right. So you were a programmer,
yes,
working away,
yes,
slaving at the salt mine.
That's right.
And you had this dream and vision of starting your own website. Tell me more about your website.
Well, I've been involved in long-term political discussion on our email thread. And one day in April of 2010, I got about 100 emails. And I thought, this is insane.
You must have said something very controversial.
It's not just me, man. Everyone's saying controversial things. But we have fun. It's a little rough and tumble, but we have fun. But I was thinking, you know, there's got to be a better way. And we weren't getting on a blog. We weren't doing it on other social media. And I thought, you know what would be cool? If we had our own little site where we could have these long discussions. And I wouldn't have a million emails to manage because I'm obsessive. I got to look at every email and I got to file it. So I think, wouldn't it be cool to have all my threads just kind of there?
Yeah, all in one place. Because
all in one place.
When you go on to like a bulletin board or anything and comment, and if you want to hear what anybody has to say about your comment and reply, which is why we're on there, you know, we're on our little soapbox and we want to hear and we want to have this discussion. But maybe we don't want our personal email to get lambasted with all these responses from every Tom, Dick, and Harry that's replying into your comment.
Exactly. And when I thought of the idea, I thought, well, we can have private conversations. And a couple of guys on the thread said, hey, you know, we're so good. I don't really believe this, but he said, we're so good, we should be out there in the public. And I thought, wow, you know what? This little center, communication center, you could have your private talks, but you could have public talks.
So your private talks. So when you say private talk, does that mean you can choose who hears your message?
Well, it's very similar to email. You choose who you're including. And it's like messaging or email. So that part of it is pretty conventional. But, you know, it gives you a way to manage if you have a lot of that type of communication. And I'm hoping people will use it for things like work, where you have these extended conversations and you just don't want a million emails. Or, you know, whatever. Talking about fun things, talking about causes, like you're talking about the breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I was also thinking, you know, well, there's public talks. You can have an open public, which is like a blog. You know, you go post on a blog, anyone in the world can post. So I have that. But there's also a limited public talk, which is, you know, it's just the experts talking, just the DJs talking.
There
you go.
You can get the real experts talking, and you don't have somebody coming in going, well, I think we should do this.
Exactly.
And he doesn't even know what he's talking about. So you can choose who talks and who listens and everything, which is completely different than really anything that's out there, correct?
I think it is a little different. And that's why I decided, once I got the idea, I just sat down and said, I'm going to do this. I tried to recruit a couple friends, but Everyone's busy, so I said, you know what? This is my mission, and I just went for it.
All right, and so that's been a dream of yours. You had this inspiration.
Yes.
You've done it, and it's called alotoftalk.com.
That's right.
And does it cost anything to join it?
It is free. That's the model nowadays. You know, everything is free.
So. That's our theme show. That's the thing of our show, free.
So you get on there, and it's a little easier to join than a lot of other places. We don't require much information. And, yeah, totally free. And I hope it's a flexible, useful tool for folks. And yeah, alotoftalk.com, it was hard to find the name. We went round and round on the name. It was going to be Grand Central Chat. And then somehow I came up with this name, and it was free. It was available, so I grabbed that. And
All right. The rest is history. All right. Well, there you go. So you can go on there,
It
was launched live for us. So you can go on there right now tonight, start a discussion, sign up for free. And once you get talking and you meet some other friends on there, you can have a little private discussion, just kind of talk about somebody, maybe the coworker, maybe the guy in the other cubicle, and they can't hear you. Or maybe you have this great idea that you want the whole world to know and say, hey, this is what I think, and talk about it. And so there's a chance, alotoftalk.com, go on there, it's free, and you don't have to worry about your email all filling up and everything else. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go to a short break, and we're going to come back with a life lesson here in closing. So check out alotoftalk.com, and thank you, Greg, so much for coming by.
Great being here, Jason.
All right.
There's a new, versatile, convenient, and free communication tool on the Internet. It's called alotoftalk.com. You can engage in lengthy, private discussions or chime in on a hot topic in an open public talk to let your voice be heard, all while keeping your inbox free of clutter. Alotoftalk.com respects your privacy. Only your name and email are needed to join, and no private information is sold for commercial purposes. Do you blog or keep an online journal? Well, alotoftalk.com lets you keep your talks private to a few select friends or open for the world to see. It's your choice. Now you're in control on how your message will be seen and heard. Alotoftalk.com functions like a blog, email, and an online journal, all in one place. Alotoftalk. That's alotoftalk.com. Drop by today.
Oh, boy. I need a night out.
What's wrong? Kids driving you crazy?
Not them, but that dang video game they're playing all the time. With all the shooting and explosions, it turned our family room into a war zone.
Well, you should do something together as a family and get them away from the TV and go out.
But where can we go as a family on a Friday and Saturday night?
Well, when Brian and I went to dinner on Queen Anne, we discovered this board game store called Blue Highway Games. There were people of all ages playing all these great games.
Like Sorry or Monopoly?
Even better, they have games like Ticket to Ride and Settlers of Catan.
I've heard about those, but I don't like reading through a lot of rules.
The staff is always happy to help teach games, so it's easy to get started.
Well, what does it cost?
It's free. Blue Highway is open 7 days a week, and they'll always let you try a new game before you buy.
Well, finally, an activity that gets me out of the house, gets them away from the TV, and brings our family together.
Get your family to unplug and reconnect. Follow the road to Blue Highway Games on top of Queen Anne Hill.
Write it down, shout it loud. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Now, wasn't that fun?
All right, hopefully you're having fun this hour, and we've told you all the fun things to do this weekend. We hope you have more fun this weekend, but we want to leave you with a life lesson. When I coach, I leave with a life lesson, and today's lesson is going to be, you know, make time for yourself, okay? Even God rested on the seventh day. And I know, you know, this is one of the things I'd like to do, and this is brought to you by Pastor Ruben out at the Sanctuary Church. And in Genesis 2:2, it said, by the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Well, you know what, people? You need to get out there and rest. If God needs to take a rest, you do too. So definitely get out there this weekend. Have a nice rest. And have a great week. You know, Life in the Fun Lane is definitely something that you want to tune into every Thursday right here at KKNW. Hey, I want to give thanks to a lot of our listeners. The Fun Lane, you can check us out at Facebook. Thanks to Mike Brown of Cairo Radio, Dory Munson, who helped me get started in the into radio and stuff and what to do, and also Dick Stevens. I want to thank DD Handy and our guest, Greg Moon, and especially my grandma and grandpa who made it all possible. So go out with your friends and family, check out our sponsors, and have a great week, everybody.
Views expressed on the preceding program are those of